Classic journal question as well. Can I have a jaw?
The Wire.
Ta'alo falava, Manuele Vaiaso Olangangana Samoa. Happy Samoan Language Week. To understand deeper what Samoan Language Week is all about, how Auckland universities are celebrating, and what Aotearoa should be doing to better preserve Samoan language and culture, I spoke to Rina, the Public Relations Officer for the University of Auckland Samoan Students Association, or UASA.
Tanapalava everyone, and happy Samoan Language Week. I'm Rina. I'm one of WASA's PR officers for this year. And basically my role in WASA is just to promote our association and just try and invite people in. And yeah, we look forward to having you guys join with us for Samoan Language Week this week.
Awesome, thank you. I'd love if you could just elaborate a little bit more on what Samoan Language Week means to you as a young person and as someone that's involved with the Samoan community at UOA, and also what the theme this year means to you guys.
I'll just start off the theme. So the theme this year is Mitamitai lo ngangana maua I lo fa sinumanga. It translates to be proud of your language and be grounded in your identity. And yeah, that theme speaks a lot to a lot of young Samoans in our generation because, you know, we're going through days where our language isn't really spoken as much and our culture isn't really practiced. So in order for us to be able to carry on our culture to future generations, it's really important that we stay grounded in our identity and keep the practice of Samoan language alive. And Samoan Language Week for me, growing up, it's something that I always look forward to because, you know, when else do we get to celebrate our culture? And not only that, it's the week leading up to the celebration of our Independence Day. So yeah, it's just something to be really proud of as a young Samoan, and something that we look forward to in preparations for, you know, WASA. It's something that it's a week where we get to express ourselves without, you know, feeling like, you know, we're doing too much. And yeah, so yeah, something to be really proud of.
Awesome, thank you for that. I'm kind of interested to hear a little bit about how in New Zealand nowadays, we can celebrate Samoan Language Week while also being mindful of quite different experiences amongst the Samoan New Zealander community. So regarding people that have lived in New Zealand all their life or have recently migrated from Samoa or have different relationships with their faith and spirituality or different levels of language fluency, how do we go about celebrating Samoan Language Week so that it's sensitive and still kind of open to everyone regardless of experience?
I think it's up to the individual and how they choose to celebrate it. I know you mentioned, you know, religion, and Samoa, our motto is Samoa is founded on God. So last night, WASA, we had a whainga lotu, so it's just an evening prayer session where everyone comes together, and it kind of reflected how in our Samoan families, every night we put time aside to give glory and thanks back to God.
I've been doing a little bit of reading about what's going on at UOA this week, and Monday marked the beginning of Samoan Language Week, and the university celebrated with a traditional Ava ceremony. Could you describe to our listeners who might not be familiar with these kind of ceremonies the importance of that and kind of what takes place?
Ava ceremony, traditionally it's used to welcome or to officiate our chiefs when they receive their chief titles. Or when we welcome other visiting villagers into our homes. But nowadays it's more used for, you know, openings of certain ceremonies. So yeah, we use it to open Samoan Language Week, and it's a whole process of, behind it. Basically, it's the gift of Ava, so that's the cover root. And it's basically just to welcome those who are visiting us so that once you've been welcomed into the Ava ceremony, you're no longer a stranger to us. It's a very sacred practice, and yeah, it's still being used to this day. So that's something that's really good about the Ava ceremony, is that the practice of Ava has never died.
Awesome. And then in terms of the students that are involved with WASA, do you typically find that it's kind of tricky sometimes for such personal and intimate gatherings and events to bridge that gap between academic and family life, or are different families kind of invited to join in on such ceremonies, or is everyone kind of in WASA really close-knit? How is the dynamic in terms of bridging academic and family life?
So one thing that our president and VP always tell us is WASA is always a co-curricular activity, and it's not our, you know, a whole life. So we do prioritise our studies in WASA if we have, you know, an assignment due, but we also have a meeting or an event at WASA. They will always make us prioritise our studies. And with our families do get involved with WASA. They help out whenever they can with food prep, when we need stuff made for our members. And because WASA, at WASA, we are already a family in itself, having our, you know, our actual family involved really enhances that whole, you know, community vibe and the Samoan culture and, yeah, just being interconnected with each other.
Thursday marks Samoan Independence Day, when the island became the first in the Pacific to gain independence from New Zealand. Do you find this is a day that brings up a lot of mixed emotions, especially amongst a younger generation of Samoans living in New Zealand?
Yeah, definitely mixed emotions. I know for a lot of us, we have ancestors that were involved in the event leading up to us becoming independent, which is what we did next Saturday. Definitely, you know, our pride is in there, but leading up to this time, we do always reflect back on what our people went through to get us to where we are now, and, you know, what New Zealand put our people through. And, yeah, just a lot of mixed emotions for young Samoans living in New Zealand.
Finally, I just want to ask, I know that a lot of the events taking place at UOA this week and across the country are there to facilitate really important spaces for the Samoan community, but what would you want those outside of the Samoan community to be doing this week to participate in preserving Samoan culture and heritage and language?
Just for them to, you know, participate in our events. It's not just closed off to Samoans. But yeah, we would really like for, you know, non-Samoans to come witness our culture, participate with us and practice our culture with us. Even if they're just there to watch, just as long as they're getting a glimpse of our culture and, you know, who we are as Samoans. It's something as small as, you know, just sharing our phrases of the day or sharing a post from Samoan Language Week. We really love seeing that other cultures getting involved.
Awesome. Do you want to add any social media tags or anything else that you'd like to kind of say before we finish up?
Yes. So if you're not already following our Instagram page, it's at WASA_UOA. We posted our agenda for this week. So if you're, you know, at the University of Auckland, or even if you're not and you want to get involved, feel free to come along. Tonight at 6 p.m. we have a Siva Samoa workshop down at the Whale. And yeah, we also have our big independence showcase this week on Thursday. Follow us on our Instagram page and stay posted with all our events.
That was Rina from WASA. Next, I spoke to Jacoba Matabo, who is the first ever Pro Vice Chancellor for the Pacific at AUT. Jacoba has specialised in Pacific early childhood and educational research, so we spoke about preserving Samoan culture across different age demographics and the challenges facing young Samoan communities today.
O lo te mai e sao mai laid in Holland. Yeah, wa ule te mai tai Samoa. So I'm just sharing with you my connections to Si Umu in Samoa, also my father's connection to laid in Holland. I am the new Pro Vice Chancellor Pacific here at Auckland University of Technology.
Shall we just start off by talking a little bit about the theme this year and what it means to you personally?
Yeah, of course. So the theme, I mean, Samoan or Ngana Samoa is really at the heart of my very being, having ancestral ties and connections to Samoa. And the theme itself this year, you know, speaks to the significance of those cultural connections tied to the Ngana, to the language. For me personally as well, being New Zealand born, growing up in Aotearoa, the language has been a significant part of my childhood and my upbringing, but also that sense of struggle, you know, in terms of engaging in my own academic journey, obviously in English medium classroom spaces. So, you know, thinking about the revitalisation and sustaining of Samoan language is very much a personal one, but also a key aspect of what I would hope for in terms of our young Samoan people growing up in Aotearoa.
So you mentioned before that you're the Pro Vice-Chancellor Pacific for AUT and you're the first appointed in this role. Could you speak a little bit about what that means to you, being the first person in this role as a Samoan woman, and what the process was for getting this role recognised at AUT?
I guess it's huge in terms of seeing the capacity to support Pacific growth within the institution, but to come out the other side and then be appointed in a position of leadership to further contribute to new and emerging leaders in the space, but also to be involved and remain with those connections with Pacific community at AUT has meant a lot to me. So the previous position was an assistant vice-chancellor, so with the pro-vice-chancellor position, it's really exciting to actually push forward, you know, Pacific academic capabilities as well as growing Pacific research and, of course, you know, supporting with the whole student journey. So it's seeing it right from, you know, recruitment all the way to the success of our alumni.
I'd love to talk a little bit about your experience working with younger children as well as students and what sounds to be a wide age range of Pacifica and Samoans. And I'd love to hear a little bit about the range of different perspectives on Samoan culture and how across different age demographics one's connection with their own culture and heritage can kind of change and how you feel about that across different age groups.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question because we understand that, you know, language is something that even during pregnancy that children are exposed to, you know, and I also draw from, you know, early childhood education scholarship, which tells us about the importance of, you know, supporting and sustaining a strong heritage language foundation for the future success of our young Pacific people. You know, there are New Zealand Pacific scholars who have written extensively about this, but also in terms of having secure cultural identity and cultural well-being, you know, as a vehicle for success even later on in life, you know, through the sort of more formative education years. You know, in New Zealand, from the last census, we understand that Samoan's population in New Zealand is around, you know, 3.9%. So Samoan population is the larger proportion of the Pacific demographics across Aotearoa. You know, and also Samoan language back in the, you know, 2018 census data tells us that it was the third most spoken language. But, you know, in a recent report presented by MPP, you know, it was stated as well that actually, you know, the language is actually dropping. So there's a decline in the language use for Samoan, particularly for the younger generations of Samoan growing up. So these are all part of the conversation. You know, language is one part of it, but also I guess understanding how important language is in terms of holding the cultural knowledge and cultural heritage.
So a big part of this week obviously is Thursday, which is Samoan Independence Day. How would you say we need to go about educating future generations and also reflecting on a long and complex history between New Zealand and Samoa in a way that is critical but also sensitive and all-encompassing of different perspectives?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that we had the Prime Minister Fiumea visiting New Zealand, you know, commemorating the 60 years of friendship with New Zealand and realising that New Zealand, you know, actually does have a rich history in terms of this treaty friendship with Samoa, and that those networks and relations have continued over years and have evolved over years, and realising too that many Samoan community members continue to support and sustain, you know, these transnational relationships across Aotearoa New Zealand and Samoa. In terms of New Zealand Samoan community, in terms of how we can strengthen and sustain language and culture, I think, you know, things like celebrating Samoan Language Week is a really good place to start. You know, thinking about ways in which in our workplaces, in our various contexts that we engage, opening spaces to learn more about the culture and the importance of the language and identity for Samoan people. Also realising too that, you know, not all Samoans can speak fluent in Ngangana Samoa. So, you know, thinking about ways in which, you know, Samoan people are on their own language journey, it's definitely multifaceted and dynamic. You know, thinking about ways in which we can, as Samoan people, preserve our culture, you know, activate, you know, cultural practices in a space that is not necessarily our ancestral lands.
That was Jakapa Matapu, Pro Vice Chancellor Pacific from AUT.
We'll be back right after this short break. You are listening to The Wire on 95BFM.